Back to the Future. How many of you have seen Back to the Future before? I mean, if you haven't, you probably should go see that later. And my talk is going to make a lot more sense. But this is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like probably a lot of you, I know, enjoy this movie as well. Let me kind of explain to you a little bit of the journey here with Back to the Future. Marty McFly is this teenager. He's like 30 in this movie, but he's supposed to be a teenager. And he has this friend by the name of Dr. Brown. He's affectionately called Doc, just simply Doc. Well, an accident happens, and Marty finds himself in 1955, traveled back in time, and he needs to find his way back to the future. And he's getting the young Doc, the Doc in 1955, Dr. Brown, getting his help. And he kind of messes things up along the way, and that's kind of the journey. But today what I'd like to talk to you about through this movie is how to get back to the future God has for you. Somebody say amen to that, okay? Because I'm going to preach this today. I believe that a lot of you are here today, and maybe you used to be on a path that you knew it was God's destiny, God's plan. You were going in the right direction, but something deviated that. Something happened. It might have been a relationship. It could have been a decision. Maybe it was an accident, maybe it was a mistake, whatever it was, but today what I want to encourage you to do through the Word of God in this movie is to get back to this future that God has for you. Whether you knew what it was at one point or you never have, God does have a future for you, and it is one that is good. Amen? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. God's plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That's what God's future is for you. And today I want to help you get back to that. And some of you just, you may even know in your heart that you're not in alignment with God's vision and future for your life. And today I think we're going to get back on track, back to the future that God has for us. I mean, that God has a future plan for you. Amen. Amen. In this next scene, it's going to show you Marty's challenges in high school. Check it out. All right. So in order to get back to the future that God has for you, you're going to have to do some things. I love this scene between the principal and Marty. He says this. He says, "No McFly has ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley." And Marty says, "Well, history is going to change." I love that. Here's the first principle. If you want to get back to the future God has for you, you have to refuse to allow your past to dictate your future. Refuse to allow your past to dictate your future. You don't allow what used to be or what happened to you stop you from where God is taking you. Amen? You have to, somewhere along, listen, you cannot change the past. The past is in the past. That's why they call it the past, okay? You can't change that. But listen to me, please. You need to hear this. You can change your future. Your future can change. You can actually do something about your future, and you can influence your future by what you are doing today. But your past, you have to leave that in the past. You have to refuse to allow your past to dictate your future. Paul tells us what to do with the past and the future in Philippians chapter 3. Verse 13, he says, "I don't consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." He's talking about the measure of the fullness of God. This is Apostle Paul saying, look, I'm not there yet. I haven't reached the finish line. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and I strain toward what is ahead. There's, at some point, you have to let the past go. You have to. Now, I'm not saying you just don't learn from your past at all, because when God speaks to your potential or in your future, listen, he'll always have you confront your past. Are you hearing me, you guys? You can't just bury the past and not learn from it. Realizing your potential often means confronting your past. And actually, Back to the Future is a lot of that. It's Marty traveling back in time and confronting the past of his entire family. You have to be able to confront your past, confront your mistakes, confront your insecurities, confront the sin that you haven't wrestled down or brought before God, confront those issues. But then there's got to be a place where you say, hey, I, I'm going to not let that influence my future anymore. I'm going to forget what is behind me, and I'm going to start straining towards the future that God has for me. Amen? Amen. Let me show you the next principle that if you want to get back to the future God has for you. In this next scene, Marty's friend, Doc Brown, introduces him to the time machine. Check it out. So Dr. Brown says this. He says, I had a revelation, a vision, a picture came into my head, a picture of this. So if you want to get back to the future that God has for you, here's the second principle I want to share with you today. And that is you must have a vision of that future. You got to get a picture, a revelation, a vision in your mind of the future that God has for you. A great future always begins with a great vision. Doc said, I remember it vividly. I was standing on the edge of my toilet hanging a clock. I don't know, did anyone ever hang a clock above their toilet? I don't know what's... The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink, and when I came to, I had a revelation, a vision, a picture came into my head, and he said, a picture of this. So when... What comes to your mind when you think about your future? What picture do you have when you think about your future? What comes to your head? What kind of vision do you have? Because vision matters. Vision, the kind of vision you have, it matters because it determines not only what you see, but your vision determines what you step towards. Whatever picture you have in your mind, the vision of your future, it determines the choices you're making, how you react towards your life. It determines where you are going and the direction you're pointing. What vision, what picture of your future do you have? Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is none of that, if you don't have that picture, if you don't have God's picture of vision, he says the people are unrestrained, meaning they just flounder about. They just maybe go for the next thing or the next thing. They're just running around aimlessly, one translation says. So how do you get a vision from God? How do you get a vision for your life? Doc says, I was hanging my clock, slipped on the porcelain, hit my head. That's not a good recipe for getting a vision. You don't need to hit your head really hard and see what you come up with. I think, though, that a good vision is birth and knowing who God is and who you are and his word in your life. That honestly, before you get that picture, before the vision comes, you got to know who you are, who God is, and who he said, and you got to know his word. Look, I love this. Another pastor said this. He said, I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have, and I can do what God says I can do. That right there is a great foundation and starting point for getting a vision from God. And honestly, if you don't believe that, if that's not a belief system, a worldview, if that's not where you're at, then the vision you will get won't be from God. You gotta, I am who God says I am, not who I think I am, not who they said I am, not what my last name, not what my color says I am. I have what God says I have. That's the reality of God's word. What he says I have, I have. I might not have it now, but I do have it in Jesus' name. It's mine, and I can do what God says I can do. That is the foundation for any great vision. And it takes time and energy and resources to see God's vision to come to pass. It's not easy. Doc said, it's taken me almost 30 years and my entire family fortune to realize that vision that I had on that day. See, society today wants a quick fix. Most people just want the quick, let me climb the ladder fat. There is no quick and easy and fast shortcut to getting back to the future God has for you. Listen, it won't be quick. I'm here to tell you today, it's not going to be quick. And it's not going to be easy. All right? I want to challenge you and encourage you to get back to the future God has for you day by day, month by month, year by year, to see that vision come to a reality. It's going to take time and energy and resources to see God's vision for your life become a reality. You must have a vision of your future in order to get back to God's future that he has for you. In this next scene, Marty accidentally travels through time and he meets up with now the young Dr. Brown, and he's trying to find his way back to the future. Check it out. All right. Doc said, without the plutonium, there's no way to generate the power needed. And without it, Marty, I'm afraid you're stuck here. So without the right power source in your life, listen, you're stuck in life. And many of us are stuck in life because we have the wrong power sources. We're plugged in to the wrong things, trying to generate power from the wrong. You're not going anywhere, and you're not going to get back to the future God has for you unless you do this number three thing. Number three, you got to discover your power source. You have to discover the right power source, because it takes power. Listen, it takes power to break free from your past. It takes power to break free from the strongholds that are holding us back. It takes power in our life to move forward into the future. Self-help books and, you know, they'll help you become a self-made man and produce a self-made future. But I don't know about you. I want a future that's bigger and more than myself. I want a God-powered future. In order to have God's future for your life, you need God's power in your life. You got to discover that power source. Some of you may feel powerless to break free today, powerless to change, powerless to see a difference, powerless because of your situation or your circumstance. You're powerless to move forward. God's power is available to you. And I'm telling you, you cannot get God's future for your life and get back to that without it. Ephesians chapter 1 says it like this. Says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened today in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, that awesome future, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power. Someone say power. For us who believe. This is the same mighty power, strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. That power is available for you. And he says, it's my hope that you would get a glimpse of that power in your life. Because 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, that's what the kingdom of God is. It's not a matter of a lot of talk. It's not a matter of what you know. It's actually a matter of power. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's power, not talk. Ephesians 3:20. Verse 20 and 21 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And somebody said, amen. Amen. You need to discover, if you want to get back to the future that God has for you, you got to discover your power source, church. You got to get plugged into the right source. This next clip is really short, but it's incredibly powerful. It's just connected to that last clip. Check it out. Let me share with you this important principle when we're talking about your future. Here it is, number four. You got to know this, that your future impacts the future of others. Look, your future impacts the future of the people around you. It is going to influence and impact your kids, your spouse. Your actions and your decisions impact others around you. The future you choose, the vision you're going after, it impacts those people. See, when your future changes, your family's future changes. When your future changes, your kids' destiny and future changes. Your coworkers, your friends, all that stuff, it changes. And we have a couple weeks down the road here is Father's Day. So let me take a moment and talk to you men that are here today about the power and influence that you have. And I'm all about women empowerment. And we have a lot of women in leadership. And my wife is an executive pastor. She's a spiritual mother of Discovery Church. She is an amazing, powerful woman of God. But there is something about the man when he steps into his calling and leadership that is irreplaceable. Can I get an amen? There's just something is. Let me share with you the statistics on this. Father's Day is coming up. Movement's around the corner. Check this out. Go ahead and put it on the screen. 3.5% of families get saved if the child gets saved first. So we see that sometimes. The kids get saved. They come to youth. They come to junior high. They get saved. Well, all the aggregate, 3.5% of those families get saved. But if the wife gets saved first, check this out. 17% of the families get saved if the wife gets saved first. But 93% of families get saved if the husband gets saved first. Listen, men, when your future changes, man of God, woman of God, child of God, no matter what, when your future changes, it influences and impacts. It has a ripple effect to the people that are closest to you, the people that you love the most. Their future changes. People are connected. They're relying on your decisions today. They're relying on the choices you're making today. Your future, some of you don't even have kids. Your future kids are standing in the future going, Dad, I need you, please. I need you to stick it out. Mom, don't leave. I need you to stick it out because my future is relying on the choices that you're making today. Come on, can I get a better amen, church? It's a powerful point that we need to understand when we're talking about our future, that your future impacts the future of others. In this next clip, you're going to see the huge difference between the 50s and the 80s. Check it out. So Goldie Wilson, he says, don't you know if you let people walk all over you now, they'll be walking over you your whole life. Here's the fifth thing you need to know in order to get back to the future God has for you, and that is there will be opposition along the way. To walking in that destiny, that future that God has for you, you have to know, you have to overcome challenges and opposition to get to the future that God has for you. There will always be biffs keeping you from attaining your future. There will always be bullies. There will always be people or circumstances, or biffs come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. It could be even the color of your skin, like Goldie was. People putting you down because the way you look, or the way that your education, your status, your age, whatever it is, there will always be biffs. There will always be biffs in your life to keep you from what God has for you. 1 Corinthians 16 and 9 actually says, the scriptures say this, that Paul said, a wide door has been opened to me here to preach the good news, but there are many who are working against me. Jesus said it this way. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Look, trouble is not an excuse for you getting back to the future God has for you. That's not an excuse. If that is an excuse, then we all are in trouble, because every one of us experienced trouble and will never be able to walk into that future. Trouble is not an excuse. Biffs, they try to destroy the things that God has for your life. In this next scene, you're going to see how not only does the biffs in our life try to destroy God's vision and future for our life, but they actually attack the things that we love the most and the people that we love the most as well. They know how to get at us through the relationships and the people we love the most. Check it out. Challenges and opposition have to be overcome. Some of y'all need to punch Biff in the face, okay? I need you to just punch Biff in. Now, if your Biff is an actual person, let me recant that. It was that figurative, proverbial Biff that I was more speaking to. But you see, in order for Marty to get back to the future, he actually had to help George. And he wouldn't have been able to do it without Doc as well. Here's the second thing, or the sixth thing that I want you to see in order to get back to the future God has for you, that your dream is fulfilled by helping others fulfill theirs. That there is no way that you can get to that future that God has for you without people. Without some good relationships, without some good friends, without coming alongside some other people. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. Some of y'all need some real friends. If you want to get back to the future that God has for you, you got to get the easiest way to do this is through our small groups that they launch today, all this week. Get connected to some groups, find some new friends, because your vision, the vision that God has for you is connected. You cannot get there without the help of some people in your life. After Marty helps George and Doc helps Marty write some things, he finally gets back to the future, but it's a very different 1985 than he left. Check it out. See, I don't think that we realize the impact of our decisions that we're making today and how much they influence the future of tomorrow, like what our future family and children, what our legacy is going to look like. It's actually being made today. It's being made with every decision. So let me ask you a few questions again. Here's in closing, what does your future look like? Like what really, when you see it in your mind, what vision, what revelation, what picture comes, what does your future look like? And not only that, secondly, what decisions are you making today to realize God's future for your life? How are you influencing, impacting? Are you leaving the things in the past? And are you straining towards what is ahead, the future that God has for you? Let me pray for you. Let's bow our heads all across this worship center and close our eyes.